Piggy.
Hello, Pig.
Hello, Piggid.
What's happening, mate?
Oh, we're back.
We're back, baby.
I'm back.
No, slightly interrupted schedule the last few weeks, unfortunately.
Yeah, you were struck down.
I was struck down, yep. Definitely had a bit of a flu, so unable to get to the studio, but we're good now, Piggy. Back in recovered. Yep. Ready to go bang.
Pig. Things are always better than when you have to wait for them, right?
Yep. That's right, Big.
Definitely. Welcome back to the greatest
Supercoach.
That's it. Go.
Podcast in the world.
Worldwide. Not very good.
Self-proclaimed.
Round eight.
I know, Pig. Jeez, round eight.
I know, we're flying.
We're a third of the way through the season. Yeah.
Can't say that it's been fun for me, but it's been an experience.
I've had fun.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you seem a little bit more up and about in the last 3 weeks than that early on. It's pretty dark days. You're a bit of a dark cloud on this podcast for the first few weeks.
Yep. We're getting things going now, Piggy. Things are starting to click for my squad.
All right, mate. I'm happy for you. As always, I'm genuinely happy for you. You want to kick us off? What did you get? What did you score?
Oh, what did I score? 23-40, I believe it was.
Oh,
yeah, so I was pretty happy with that, Pig.
23-40.
Yep. So saw me climb a fair bit in the ranking, so just outside top 6,000 now, Piggy.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're coming home with a wet sail. Excited.
Very nice, very happy.
How about you, Piggy?
Oh, mate, this is a short podcast. Let's not get into the final.
Let's dissect it.
Yeah, I think I've done the opposite of you. I was sitting outside the top 5,000-6,000, and now I am not so much. So I've got a 21.63 pick.
Ooh.
Pretty bad.
Ooh.
Pretty bad, right?
Would have liked to have played you this week in the league.
Okay.
Be a nice little percentage booster.
Yeah, thanks for the support as usual. What happened, Pete? I don't know.
What's going on?
I don't know. I went down, I slid out 7,000 spots. So I'm now 22,000. So yeah, I'm in a dark place. But I don't know. I thought my team's okay. I thought it was a lot better than it is. But I had a few rookies I had to play, and they were getting 20s and 30s. So what do you like? What's that?
Yeah, that's what kills you.
Yeah. So yeah,
that's why it's so important to get the rookies off the field. That's sort of a first priority, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got a vision here. I'm making a few changes on the fly, so I think it should turn around. I think a lot of teams got these pods that are producing, so yeah, I think maybe I've got too many players that everyone else has, and you know, I noticed a few teams that are similar. Yeah, we've had a few down weeks because some of the bigger names just didn't quite give the output that I wanted. So yeah, I don't know, Pig. I'm always optimistic, you know me.
Onwards and upwards, Piggy.
Onwards and upwards.
Always next week.
That's right. So
you never know,
Pig.
Yep.
I want to say sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Sorry.
Who are you sorry for, Pig? What's the apology?
Oh, this is a bit of a strange one, but I'm sorry for my left and sorry to my left and right foot, Pig. It's going to be a cold winter this year, boys. So I can't see myself.
Getting the socks. Oh, come on, Pig.
Is it too early to make that call?
It's too early. You're still right there.
I don't know, Pig.
You're not like 100,000th. Like, you're sitting.
I know. I've just slid out. 2,100 is not good enough. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to my feet. So if one of my digits falls off with frostbite. I was thinking about buying socks, then eating KFC. I'm not quite sure if that's the same thing.
I can lend you mine, Piggy. I'll have a couple pairs to lend you.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, you're a humble guy.
I can sort you out.
Yeah, you sure you want me to pop my big hammer toe through one of those socks? So
yeah, you can keep them. It's all right.
Yeah, I notice every time you go into KFC, you wear the shorts and pull the socks right up to under your knees to let them know that Papa's home.
Get the hat on.
Yeah, so what do you think? That's a worthy apology?
Yep.
A bit premature, you reckon?
No, I think it's premature, but that's fine. If you feel that way, that's okay. But I think you'll bounce back, Pig. I think this week's a big week at the trade table, so I look forward to hearing what you're going to be doing.
That's good. So being the humble guy that you are, off air, you didn't have much to apologise.
I think it's
absolute farce, but yeah, have a crack, mate, you know.
Big, I don't have a lot to apologise for.
Or there's someone that you've wronged in your life.
My team's flying, you know, I'm climbing the leaderboard. You know, just, yeah, in a good spot.
Do you reckon you can apologise for being so arrogant?
Oh, I guess I could. No. But I won't.
All right, no apologies, but... I won't. So you don't want to listen to the song
absolutely
again?
Fucking nothing.
See, absolutely fucking nothing.
Nah, very good, Piggy. I'm flying, so I'm up and about. Maybe next week I'll come with an apology.
I guess I'm sorry that you have nothing to be sorry about.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm so damn sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm so perfect. Okay, Pig, we're back. We don't want to waste any more time. Let's get into proceedings.
The big pigs?
The big pigs.
Talk through some of the big performers of the week, Pig. I got a couple here I want to rattle off.
So just to recap, this is some of the big performers in our team this week.
It can be. Yeah, you want to do that first? Yep,
yeah,
okay, we can do that. Normally. Yeah, we normally do that first, don't we? Yep.
So what do we call it? Prize pigs, I guess, is it? Or pigs of the week?
Yeah, well, pigs of the week, yeah, for our team, I guess, and then prize pigs for the...
No, I think other way around. Prize pigs for us.
Okay.
All right, we'll just... Yep. We're putting our foot down from this episode forward. Prize pigs is our team.
Yep, okay.
And I'll let you kick it off.
Prize pigs, Piggy. Has to be a guy called Rowan Marshall. Piggo.
Yeah.
He went massive. 159 points, Pig. So it was always on the cards because he was, you know, rucking against Bryn Teagle. So,
big Bryn, yeah.
You know, he put up a, you know, he had a good crack, but obviously doesn't quite stand up to the big Rowan Marshall, so he was big.
There wouldn't be a cleaner man in town than Bryn Teagle because he got an absolute bath from Rowan Marshall.
He did get a bath.
I'm glad Port won. I was up and about, but, oh, Brynny, I feel for you, mate.
Yeah, Brynny, yeah. So, I mean, Marshall's had the 26 touches, Pig, and 10 tackles as well. So he was in there ragdolling, you know, Bryn Teagle and the like for most of the night. So, yeah, rough night for the power big men, but they did get the win, so that's a positive. But he was massive, Rowan Marshall.
They did, and it's nice, Rory Marshall, get 159. He bounced back from an 88 the week before. Yep. So
he's been a bit hot and cold, hasn't he?
Yeah. Up and down. So I'm looking at his score, an 80, 129, two sub-100 scores, a 123, an 88, and a 159. So he's counteracting the subpar scores with massive scores.
Yep.
So, yeah, he's ticking along nice. His break-even's about 68, so he's still, yeah, making money and scoring well. So,
yep,
yeah.
He's still justifying his spot in our side, so...
Very good.
That's fine. A couple others, Piggy. Tommy Stewart was really good, 123 points. Yeah, he was flying. Was pretty quiet in the last quarter, so it could have been a big number, but he's been great, Pig. So, I mean, he's averaging 107.7, but that's including a score of 18, you know,
that's
when
right.
he went down.
Okay, yeah,
so,
good point.
You know, his 5-round average, so that's probably more of an accurate average, 125.5.
I was going to say, because he had 180 in there somewhere, didn't he? 170 or something like that?
167, yeah.
Yeah,
so
massive. So
he's going 120, over 125 a game, so that's massive. So
he's been a vital piece. I
have to mention him on the potty, one
yeah,
of my favourite
sure
players.
Yeah, I'm sure it would pain you to mention him. Well done.
But so apparently he might get a bit of attention this week, but we might talk about that later.
Yeah,
there are just a couple of my prize pigs, Piggy. Who have you got?
Right, I've got a couple here, Pig. No doubt you've got some of the same ones. The Bont. 122.
Yep,
he's been fantastic. Bring him in a couple of weeks ago, but I would say he's the favourite for the Brownlow at the moment.
Yep.
Just because he's a threat all around the ground.
Yep.
I really love his game. For me, Geordie Dawson, 150. So we're just talking about this off air in our league matchup. I was under a bit of pressure and I had Laird and Geordie Dawson in the last game, and they both. Saluted with a ton, but Geordie with the 150, it's pretty good to
see.
He's
been incredible. Yep.
Yeah, I'd love
to get him in ASAP.
Oh, definitely, yeah. So, yeah, him, I got a bit of a three-pronged horse with Dawson, Dacos, and Stewart as my first three defenders, which
that's
has been
good.
Pretty good.
Yep, that's really good.
Timmy Tranto, 140.
Yep.
Timmy time.
Love to see that.
Yeah, he's been steady, hasn't he? He's starting to get
he's
some
been very
scores.
Solid. Yep.
He gets so much of the footy, so if he it's all about his disposal, right? So,
yep.
Yeah, seems to have made more of an impact on the weekend. 140, fantastic. Other than that pick, I think we got some a few tons. Nothing's too crazy, but yeah, the human pig 134. Yeah. Clayton Oliver.
He's been so good this year.
We both skipped him.
So steady. Yep. Yeah, I skipped him. Yep.
Yes, which is good. So my matchup had Dacos as captain, which is not the worst move, but yeah, so that ended up paying off spades for me. So. Yep.
Good to see the Sheasel bounce back pick.
The Sheasel, yeah, almost
107 he had. So after his 50 last week. So it's good to see him bounce back and get another ton.
Pulled him into the office midweek and I just said, look, mate, are you serious about your future of this game?
It's a bit of a mid-season review.
He just broke down crying. He's like, I'll never get less than 40 touches in a game again. I was like, all right, well, don't let that happen again.
How's that? The one time we put money on
25,
him.
25, right?
And he gets 11 touches.
It's just crazy.
Back to that with 30, so.
Yeah, like a bit of a side note. Like I know the Kangaroos would get plenty of action down back, but you've got now Aaron Hall, Zeeble and Sheasel all down back. Yep. They're all averaging like 100 plus at the moment. So, yep. But that's what happens when you lose by 100 plus.
Yeah,
so.
They got an absolute panting, didn't they?
They did get a bit of a Brinny bath.
I think Brinny gets dropped this week.
He just got baptized. Yeah, I think he might. Because you've got a big, what's his name? Phillips and your old mate from Essendon. Big mullet.
Yeah, Draper.
Draper, yep. Yeah. Yep.
Doormat.
So I can't. I'm sure he would get pushed around.
Yep.
He'd get swirly to whatever the kids do to kids these days. All right, pig. Like I said, there's some, for every yin there's a yang, and I've got a few yangs in my team this week. So let's talk about some players that just aren't delivering for us.
All right, I want to talk about one guy straight off the top, pig.
Yep.
William Setterfield. I'm sick of you, mate. You got to go.
Say that again.
He's just underperforming, pig. He was, you know, a good little mid-pricer to start with. I think he started at, what did he start at? 300-odd K? Yeah, 340. So, he's, you know, he's up to, he got up to 445, but the last few weeks, pig, 51 last week, 76 the week before. You got to go, mate. Can't have it.
You're right. I had a latte with Blighty before the podcast, so he wasn't too happy either.
Didn't have a great first quarter. Didn't have a great second quarter. In fact, I didn't think he had a great game.
No, that sums up Will Setterfield's last couple of weeks, pig. So very frustrating to watch. Yeah, he's gone.
Harsh but fair, Blighty.
He's a sick pig that needs to be put down, so he's out.
Yeah, we don't get attached to our pigs. We don't give our pigs names. If it's time to go, it's time to go, right?
Yep, because he's going to start leaking and leaking coin and undo all the good work he's done for me. So time to go. Who's on the chopping block for you, pig?
Right, that's it. No one else?
Who's
you think
pig?
That perfect, right?
I do want to just put Horn Francis on notice, pig. I know we love him here.
You got to be
we
kidding
love
me.
Him here, pig, but you I need more from
me.
Him. He was dominant on the weekend and he just scraped over 80 points. So,
right, but, you know, can I ask you a question?
Go on.
Pressure with another question here. Will Ashcroft, do you think he's had a great year?
Well, that's different.
I'm just asking. Will Ashcroft.
Oh, he's been solid.
Yeah, so Horn Francis averaging 82, Ashcroft averaging 80. I think it's everyone thinks likes to think Horn Francis is like 30 years old. He's 19, so you're talking
pig.
20.
He's just a number on a screen to me. I'm not worried about his career.
Is that something to think about? A bit of food for thought there?
Yeah. No, definitely.
Because like, Ashcroft, again, has been up and down. He's been pretty good. But, yeah, there's not much difference between them two. It's 20K difference and about 1 or 2 points in average. So I get you. Because Horn Francis had 25 touches, and I thought he was going to be like on a 120 as well.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
It's frustrating.
I know he's just another bear bum in the shower for you.
But he was dominant. I was just licking my lips thinking, 100 plus here. He's been brilliant.
Do you know what it could be? I think he's like a high volatile game. He either is going to rip someone apart for a holding ball or he's going to take three people on and get holding the ball. And I reckon you get penalised pretty bad with the holding the ball. Well, it seems like that because, his disposal was a little bit down because he was trying to bullet pass everything. But, geez, I just think, I think just stick the fat with him a little bit.
Oh, I'm sticking the fat, but I'm just putting him on notice, pig.
All right, that's fair.
Just hit a few more targets, mate, and I'll be very happy.
I put Harry Shee's one on notice.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
and it worked for you, pig. It worked for you. Bounced back. So I'm expecting a big game at home from Horn Francis against the Bombers. I think you'd go pretty well.
Okay, that's fair call. Yep. All right, I've got a few here, a few of the lesser lights, pig, that I need to chat with. You mentioned Setterfield, so I won't. Jinbi?
Yes. What did he have on the weekend?
He had 39.
Ooh.
I know, it's harsh. I had to play him, and I understand. Like, he's young, and he's probably been battered around.
Yep.
So Jimby, I'm obviously going to try and move you out of the way until you like
he's
so you
don't
bleed too much.
I think he's probably his break even's getting pretty alarming.
Yeah, I think he lost a tiny bit of money on the weekend. Who's my other one pig? I would have to say go. This guy's not on my field anymore, but Philippou had a 20 on the weekend. I don't want to boost this week, but obviously he needs to go.
He's a priority trade out.
Yeah, see, like I had Van Rooyen on the field as well, pig, and he got a 33. So like some of my lesser players are the ones that
really hurt you.
Yeah, so I also had McKenna and Wilmot. I don't think I started Will Mott, which hurt me, but he got a 63 and McKenna got a 70. So it's pretty solid.
McKenna was good.
Yeah. So like this is my dilemma with my back line, right? I've got Dawson, Dacos, Stewart, which is arguably the three best defenders.
Yep, very good.
And then it goes to McKenna, Jimby, Will Mott. So that's my biggest deficiency in my field. I need to upgrade.
You need to sort that out.
And like I wanted to try and get to Will Day because I think you've got something like that at a D4 or D5, right?
Will Day D4, yep. Okay. Sheasel D5.
Yeah, okay. So you swap Sheasel. Yeah, so that's what I mean. I tried to work a bit of magic this week and I couldn't. I think I was about 60, 70K short of Will Day and everything else close to that's not really worth it. So yeah, my big move is to trade some of these guys out.
But you should be able to do like a McKenna, or not a McKenna, maybe a Ginby Wilmot trade out for a Day and a Chincotta sort of thing. You got?
Yeah, I've looked at that, but I've gone a different route. I've got Chincotta in this year. I've gone a different route and I've upgraded set of.
Okay, forward to hearing what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, we'll get into that
definitely
shortly. So, okay, Pig, that's good. So basically, you've got not too many holes. I've got
Many. Yeah, I mean, just a couple of rooks, like you mentioned that you've got to sort out. But I'm sitting in a decent spot, Pig. We'll see at selection what happens, but
There's a few question marks over a few players, right?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely there's. So hopefully we get a couple of new rookies coming through would be nice to target in the next few weeks. There's not a whole lot presenting themselves right now.
Geez, I tell you, I really like two guys who aren't quite rookie price, but they're basically still Dill Williams support.
Yes, he's looked great.
I think he's going to stay. He was actually vital to that win against Saints on the
weekend. He was brilliant.
Especially one play, he sliced between three St Kilda players.
Yeah, good ball use.
Yeah, and hit that middle of the ground ball is amazing. But that and Sam Simpson, pig, for your team, he looked really good as well, didn't he?
He's been good the last few weeks, yeah. He's been very solid.
Yeah, so
he's on the target this week.
Yeah,
to come in. So
there's not a lot, but who knows? It can change. Honestly, it can happen like that. Two or three players who come
in. That's right.
So Chincotta seems the one that I think you have to get in this week.
Yeah, definitely.
Being he's 100K and he got 180 on the weekend.
Yeah, he's minus 100 break even or something like that. So
I'd love to see that.
He's going to make 60 odd K this week.
I'm a big feathered furry friend, whatever you are.
Yes.
Plump pig of a thing. All right, let's go through some of the pigs of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want me to rack a few off the top?
Yeah, go on.
All right, so not all of these are Supercoach relevant, but definitely worth
to be mentioned, yes.
Charlie Curnow.
Yeah, was it nine snaggers?
Yeah, nine snaggers, 186.
Huge.
And your boy Tommy Hawkins, not too far behind him, 180.
He had eight snaggers, yeah.
Yeah, 184. See, I just looked at Charlie Curnow then. He's averaging, because of that score, 105. So his three-round average is 113. So every year, these big forwards, they really tease a spot in that team. Like I know it was Tex Walker a couple of years ago. Cameron Charlie Dixon actually for a year he was averaging close to 100. So geez, you never know. Like some of the way the game's played now, you know, their disposal's up to about 10 to 15 sometimes. So could actually be an option really.
It is enticing, definitely, because you can see what they can do. But they can also deliver a 60, which hurts as well.
Is also true,
But yeah.
Hey, if you got LDU, he can also do.
There is one key forward on my radar.
All right.
I don't want to give up all my trade secrets, Pete, okay, but he may play for Geelong and he may be in contention with the Brownlow. So he might be my my little trump card when it comes to climbing the Supercoach ranks. Jeremy Cameron might come into my team the next few weeks.
Ryan's his Jeremy Cameron.
I got my, because he's sort of, obviously he has key forward, you know, big scores, but he gets involved anyway, even if he's not scoring big. You know, he's never going to score a 50.
Kicked an absolute monster of a goal on the weekend as well. Did you see that? He was just floating around the contest. He got the ball from a ball up.
Yeah,
and he's just split like three people and kicked it from about 60 out. I was
A little don't argue, and then went bang.
I was like, just like watching my junior. I was like, this was all right, so Pig, should I keep going?
Keep going.
Christian Petracca, 167. That's great. Probably his best game by a mile for a long time.
He was incredible.
Kick goals, slap moles. I don't know if I can say that. Got plenty of touches anyway. Yeah, Rowie Marshall, 159.
Yep.
Paddy Cripps.
Cripper.
Fishing Cripps.
We love you, mate.
153. We love you, mate. You know what? Something tells me we'll see a lot more of you this week.
Yes.
Jordy Dawson, 150. The fat pig, Jake Stringer, 145.
Stringer was good. He was very good, Jake Stringer.
I know. I shouldn't call you a fat pig. He's a fat pig, but also...
He's a fat pig, but he was a majority midfielder on the weekend.
Yeah, fat is the new black, they say.
He was very good. Kicked 3 or 4 goals and had plenty of it.
His impact is second to none. So, he's a real gun. He's proving everyone wrong. Noah Anderson, 144 in Tukey's absence.
He's high on my radar with no Tuke there.
I like him. He started a bit slow, right? Because last year he was a real option for that just below primo mid. So, so he's probably a bit pricey. But
550, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But he's been brilliant last few weeks, last 3 or 4 weeks. He's been really good. And without Took there, he's going to get a lot more of the ball, you'd imagine. So
he's a real wizard, Harry. So there's one more here, Pig, I just want to mention because we could go forever. And by the way, I just feel sickened to see Hayden Young hit a 128 on the weekend. So, mate.
Let it go, Piggy.
Let it go.
Jeez, he's cheap now, Hayden Young.
I know. But this is another guy, Adam Chera, Pig.
Yep.
He's starting to build a bit of a season.
Yeah, he's been very good this year.
So
very solid.
He had a 134. His 3-round average is 128.
Yep.
His 5-round is 112. His average for the year, 105, Pig. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's probably a like-for-like with Noah Anderson. But I'll just quickly run his score. So he had 100. Then he had 3 rounds of between 70 and 90, which isn't that bad. Last 3 weeks, 106, 144, 134. So... I like it.
It's interesting. He looks like he's benefiting from Walsh being back in that team. Getting more outside ball and less attention on himself. So
he's doing
he looks good.
I don't feel right about it.
He looks very good.
He's burnt me on the punt about 5 times, so I don't feel right about it. But hey, credit when credit's due.
Yeah, no, he's been very good.
Can I just mention one more?
Yep.
Okay, Luke Ryan.
Can
we talk about the season he's having?
He's been very good. Look at his numbers.
Yeah, so 127 he scored on the weekend. He's averaging 121.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, so he's
lower score of 93.
There you go. So
very good.
So what I think he would be like in the top 3-4 defenders probably.
Yeah, you have to be. Yep.
Yeah. So he's 570, so he's not like at the absolute pointy end, but geez, he's had
what's a very good year.
What's that? He's had six games.
Yeah, he's only gone under the ton once.
Basically over 110 almost, like 105. But he's had a 127, 120, 122, 171 to start the season as well.
Yep.
Yeah, and if you go through his next few opponents, nearly all of these opponents, his highest score against them is like in the 120s to 140. Yep. So, yeah, watch his space. If you can afford him, get Luke Ryan in. He's
a great probably, target.
Would you say he's passed the test now, like consistency-wise?
Yeah, so. definitely. He's big tick from me, so get him in. Don't hesitate to get him in. He's been brilliant.
Yep.
Very good.
Fantastic.
Excellent pick. There's some good names there, definitely.
There is. Plenty to think about.
So I just want to do you mentioned a few there. I just want to mention one guy.
Yeah, go on.
All right. Fat Trick Dangerfield.
Yes. Always loved him, Pete. You know that.
Always
supported his life choices.
You know, what do you have? 127 on the weekend. 124, sorry. 5-round average of 121.6, Pig. That's big.
He's leading from the front. It's actually probably his best season to date.
For a long time.
Because they tried to retire him up forward for like 3 years.
Yep. And, yeah, Geelong need him in the midfield. So, like I've said before, I put it on notice that we don't really have a great midfield, so we need him in there. And he's delivering. He's a big reason why we've turned our form around and won our last probably 4 games, I think we won. So
I think he has been brilliant. Looked at as a viable.
I think so, definitely.
And, I potted him pretty hard a few weeks ago. I said he's the biggest losing captain at Geelong. I think I called him a loser and a captain at Geelong. I don't know if I said that, but I'm going to have to eat my shorts at the moment because, Fat Pat is back.
One worry with him, I guess, he is going to get rested at some point, but, he's been very good.
Yeah.
And he loves to score. He's a big scorer, so.
Nah, he's been really good, actually.
Definitely wanted to mention him.
I have to give him credit.
Yep.
As painful it is.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Say that again.
It's painful.
Love to see it.
Nick.
Piggy. That's it for me.
Okay, that's what it else for we you. Got? I was just about to sign off. All right, guys, it's been another great episode. And then all the viewers would be like,
robbed right in front of me.
Yeah, we can't rob them of the great content, Pig.
We can't rob. We can't just be like actual robber and not rock up half the time.
I know. He just hasn't been there for a fortnight.
I know, so.
Comes and goes as he pleases.
I know. So.
Geez, Rory Atkins is 200K, Pigger. Just looking through here.
I'm looking at the rat. I like that you mentioned the rat. Cheap. Because I'm a big fan of the rat.
Wow. I didn't realize he was so cheap.
Yeah, because he hasn't played football in about 3 years.
Was it the rat?
Did he play? What did he play? What did he get on the weekend?
89, I think. Yeah.
How many 89. Games did he play? Second or first?
That's his game? First game.
Okay. Watch his space.
So we can definitely.
What's his position?
Watch him this week. Well, he's a defender mid in Supercoach. Okay.
Well, that's good for me. I might need to. Have a look at
I
that.
I think he's just playing wing, basically.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he was playing wing, so yeah. Geez, just scrolling through and saw that price. I couldn't believe it. So, ooh, that's one to look at the next few weeks.
Okay, yeah, right. We're looking at you. All right, Pig. Let's take a quick break. Powder the nose.
Yep.
Compare notes. Trade.
I want to trade.
Why to trade?
Pig, I might trade Dangerfield in now. Could I do it? Nah, I couldn't do it. Could I?
Just bring Cameron in. Cameron and Dangerfield. And change your name too old, too slow. No, Pig, don't do that, please. Because
I won't do it.
My respect for you at the moment is at an all-time low, and that will just really send me off.
Playing against his old side this week, Piggy at the Cattery.
Just see you be like, oh, yeah, you got a 128, man. I'll be like, fucking see you later. Opt out.
Anything to put for more daggers in you, Piggy.
Imagine if I rocked up with Fat Pat and just really...
Just I'd respect that. I really would.
I'd just be so torn up watching the Geelong game, just like... Oh. And then he'd get it and kick it to no one, and I'd be like, I don't even know how I feel about that. Am I happy, or how many points is that? Sorry.
Oh, Fat Pat.
Isn't Supercoach just a sickening, like...
It is, but it's great.
Yeah, it's a sickening mental effect on you.
It's great. It's like a drug.
Yeah. I'm like, come on, Port. I'm watching it, and then I'm like, yeah, come on, Port. And then I'm like, Sinclair, no. Marshall, I'm like, Marshall.
Yeah.
On the ball.
It's like Mickey when he's fist pumping Darcy Cameron. Oh. That was sick.
Michael Grant, I know you won't listen to this because
he's a busy
man, but yeah, you need to be better. Absolutely. One of the biggest Port supporters I know, he's fist pumps at Darcy Cameron having a shot at goal. Yeah. Like, you're a sycophant. I want to send him the Michael Jordan gift. Don't do that. Get some help.
Yeah, get some help.
Yeah. All right, let's talk trades.
You talk me through it. What are you looking at?
I want a boost.
I think you need
it. I want to boost that. I am going to make a change on Will Setterfield. I'm going to jump on Setters and send him packing.
Yep. Good. I respect that.
My first,
has to be done.
Yeah, and another... tell me if I'm... I've got a few guys I can downgrade, okay? But I've got one of them here, and tell me if I'm going a bit early given their predicament. I'm thinking about trading out Will Phillips a week after our buddy traded him in, or 2 weeks after.
Yep.
Do you think he's a chance to play this week?
Yes, I do.
You think I shouldn't? Do you think I should go for someone to try to downgrade someone else?
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's not playing, then probably you can go him. You can get rid of him.
Yep. Yeah.
But if he's named, then I'll definitely hold him. He's got a break even of 44. He can still make some coin for you.
Because I'm like, yeah, I've got Van Rooyen on the field. I could effectively have Phillips.
Yeah, I'd much rather Phillips. And you know, they got smacked by 100 points. So I dare say we'll see a few changes this week from North Melbourne.
That's what I thought. Like, I know Alistair Clarkson said as well, if things get going the same way, they're just going to have to prioritise youth. So
yep.
I don't see why they wouldn't bring Phillips in. Yep. It's been a real curious case. I haven't watched him enough to understand, but, you know, every team has that little bunny, like, that as soon as things go wrong, they just drop him straight away. So it's really hard to shake that. So, yeah, I'm a bit concerned, but, yeah, I'll bring him in because I thought I'm too smart for my own good. I thought he would boost up my lower end of my team, and, yeah, he just has not, so.
Yeah, you've been a bit unlucky with the timing, but, yeah. I think he can still do a job for you, Pig.
All right, so just for argument's sake, he doesn't get a game. He's out for 10 weeks. So
flick him.
I've given him the flick. I bring in Chincotta.
Yep.
Good. So I think this would be a pretty stock standard trade for most people.
Makes you about 160K, 170K.
So he, break even minus 97. So 62K projected to come back in my way as well. And for me, honestly, at the moment, the points, I mean, the money's good, but the points are pretty good. So, yeah, he's had a 67 and an 88. So
been very good.
I really need that kind of score instead of a 20 that I'm getting from some of my really bad players.
Makes a big
so,
difference.
Yeah, Chincotta's in. And then what I've done is I've upgraded Setterfield to Paddy Cripps.
Yep. Good.
So I'm pretty happy with that. There's a few other options around that mark, but I think Cripper is the one for me. He's really shook off a slower start to the season.
Yep.
You know what's so funny? I say slower start, but he's had his first three games of 120, 199, 112.
Yeah, yes.
I don't quite know why I've had that mental thought about him.
He's been solid.
Yeah, because he's had an 80 solid against the Crows.
Yeah, just that one score, really.
Yeah, and the rest of them have been massive. So, yeah, it's so weird, isn't it? I feel like everyone's kind of got off the boil with him. Yep. So, and he's playing Brisbane this week. He averages 99, and his highest score is 194 against him.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah, it's delicious.
So, yep, I like it, Pig. Yeah, definitely Cripper's on my radar.
It's absolutely delicious.
Say that again.
Delicious. We should get the Bruce Macaroni delicious.
Yeah, have to. Yeah, guys, we want to apologise. We're going to update.
Yeah, we're going to mix it up, definitely. Yeah,
I want to get some rubber like, Jared, do you ever drink box wine under a bridge?
What about Kingy? Here's a few Kingy.
Oh, yeah. Kane, can you let me finish, mate?
Oh, God.
Kane's like, no. I love that. Can we talk about that? That was an absolutely amazing exchange. Two absolute ferrets trying to bite each other on the collar is amazing. I was like, this is so good.
It was good.
Like, Kane, if you use that hashtag, nah, that's not, then you're childish. And Kane's like, I'm telling you, I'm going to do that.
I actually really like Kane Corns. People don't like him, but I really do.
Yeah, it's good, but you wouldn't have the bloke around for dinner, would you?
Well, probably not, but I'll talk footy with him.
Because he'd be like, this is a great dinner, and then leave and be like, yeah, Sam's dinner is fucking trash.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some real problems down at the Sam household.
Definitely elements of that to it, but I really like what he's got to say.
Anyway, you know I get sidetracked every time we talk about Kingy.
Yeah, anytime Kingy comes up, yeah, you just see red.
It just boils my piss pig.
Like a bull to a rag.
Yeah, it really does. So, okay, that's my trade. No boost this week. I've still got two boosts to go. Pig, what are you thinking?
Similar sort of thought process, Piggy. Will Setterfield gone, Pig.
Mm-hmm.
Sick of you. And Fergus Green. Do you have Fergus Green in your team?
Is he injured?
No, he's good. But Mitch Lewis back in the team. So, yeah, Fergus Green getting less attention.
You boosted.
No. Just Fergus Green out, Will Setterfield out for Sam Simpson. And right now I've got Jack Steele coming in.
Jack Steele.
In my current trade targets. Yes. Okay. He's 537K. Very cheap.
Wow.
Coming off a
POD?
Coming off a good score last week.
What did he score against
126
Port? 126.
Okay. Against Port. So
he's on the
radar. He's on the radar just purely on the price, Pig. So cheap.
Yeah.
And nice pod. No one's got him. 1% of teams. So.
Right. And I've always said you're a 1%er.
Definitely considering it, Pig. Got North Melbourne this week.
Yes.
So we know what teams can do against them. Got Adelaide the next week. Got GWS the next week. Hawthorn after that. So really good run of games coming up in the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Okay.
So I am going to back him in.
I like it. I like the courage from you. That's good.
Yep. And bank a bit of coin. I did look at Cripps. Cripps is definitely on the radar. I could pretty much go to anyone. I've got about 610K to spend.
Yep.
But I thought, I'll spend 537K and bank sort of 70-odd K and go
next
week. I like
it. That's good. Yeah, they can add on to someone else. So.
Yeah, and I think Steele can do a job for me this year. I think he can sit at M7, M8. Yeah, if he has to, he'll go 110.
Well, Pig, you're a real thought leader in this space. So I think I'm going to swap my pick to
Jackie Steele. Well, we love him. We both love him.
Yeah, we do. We like him. We love him, but we like him. I like that. I really do. Like I said, the price is undeniable.
Yep.
You save that 70K and like your team's in a really good spot. That 70K can really be used in a great outlet somewhere in the near future.
So, yeah, it's a purely a value sort of thing, I think, for me.
Okay.
Going forward. But yeah, we'll see. Things could change. You never know. Selections could throw up a few curveballs. But, just his price and his fixture pick is too enticing. He's got a juicy fixture. Just all the way home, basically. He's got North twice. He's got West Coast again.
Wow.
Hawthorn twice.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah, I like him. I like him.
Pig, So mm-hmm. How are you going with your trades? How many trades you got left?
I've got 18 trades left after this week, Pig. So not good.
Okay.
Used half my trades already this
boosts?
Year.
How many boosts?
I got one boost left.
Okay. So I've got 20 and two. So
okay.
Yeah. But your team's more advanced than mine. I'd have to say that. So that's
yeah. But after this week, it's looking pretty set. So I can sort of slow down now. And I say that every week, but I can slow down a bit on trades now, I think. And yeah. And sit back and watch the boys go about their business.
Okay. Very nice. All right. Should we talk about some rookies?
Yep. Who have you got, Pig? There's not a whole lot of rookies coming through.
Nah. So some of the
We did talk about Sammy Simpson.
Yeah.
He's been good.
Yeah. Sam Simpson. Chin Cotter's another one.
Yeah. So he's a must have this week.
Josh Weddle, he only got a 138 for Hawthorn, but
38.
Yeah, 138 would be pretty
nice. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
And he's got a 138. What's he, Harry Sheezel? No, he's got a 38, but I got big raps on that kid, and
yep.
He's really highly rated.
He looked good. He looked good, but he was playing as a key defender, which is obviously not great for Supercoach, but
yeah, that's not great.
He does look like a good player, obviously Hawks want to get games into the young kids, so I imagine he'll get a bit of a run of it the next few weeks.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's one I really like, but for the rookies, Ashcroft, scored 100.
Oh, Ashcroft, yeah.
Yeah, huge. He's been really good.
He's been very good.
I'll mention Horn Francis, 83s, kind of a rookie. Cade Chandler keeps doing the thing. He got a 104. Yeah, he's been pretty...
He's been a great pick, hasn't he?
I know. I can't remember if I ever had him. I don't think I quite had him. And then I thought it's too late, and he keeps scoring some pretty good scores. So, Pig, anyone else that you... off the top of your head. So Liam Stocker, I mentioned, 69. He's one I've looked to maybe do a job for me, but I guess he's like averaging the same as Connor McKenna at the moment. He's 330, but he's pretty secure in his spot in the team,
mm-hmm.
and he's averaging around 70. So just one more pick, Finn Callahan. I got off him pretty early because
he
scored an 88.
Yep.
And
nice to have him in my team right now. He's been very good.
Got the rising star. So do you say you've got him still?
No. I had him. It would have been nice to have him in the team, but no.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go so I went a bit early on him. But no, he's been pretty good. I think he's going to get even better. So, that's another one I really like.
He's one to watch in the future as well, isn't he? He looks like he's going to be a pretty good scorer.
For sure, definitely going to be pretty prevalent, I reckon, in that team. So, Max Mikulaney, he's got a 51. So, he's been pretty solid. Again, his job security is pretty locked in at the moment. So
yeah, he's been very good.
Yeah,
you mentioned Dylan Williams. He's been very good. Really impressed with him.
Yeah, Dylan Williams.
Taking kickouts and, just
carving up, really, right?
He's been very good. So we've obviously probably missed... I don't even know if we missed the boat on him yet, Pig.
That's what I was saying. Probably
still a bit of meat on the bone with him.
Sam Simpson and then the likes. And, two more. Oliver Hollins, Pig, 60 he scored. So he's been really solid as a 60
average.
I think he's pretty much on par most week. Oscar Baker, I got rid of him too bloody early, Pig. He got 69 on the weekend. I could have really used him over the 20 bloody losers that I've got on my team at the moment. So, yeah, I've made a few mistakes. I've definitely made a few mistakes.
Missteps.
A few missteps. Darcy Wilmot got a 63. He was pretty solid as well. Fergie Green got a 28. I think he got injured or something happened to him, but
that's why he's gone this week, Pig.
I know
his break even's up around 60 now.
Yeah, so okay. So he's probably my fallback if Will Phillips doesn't pick. I've got a bit of faith in Will Phillips. I think he might do something. So
he's gonna play more games this year. He will at some point. Sure. So
Mateus Philippou, you don't even want to talk about your mate at 20. So I like him. He's a good kid, but
he's obviously gonna be a good player.
Is this guy a rookie, Jaden Stevenson? How many years has he played? About 7 years? You got a 12 on the weekend.
Oh, no. Really? Wow.
You get 10 for putting
Jaden, your hands how on, do so. You? You won the Rising Star, mate. Yeah. You're getting 12 points.
I don't know. He looks like his mum still wipes his nose. That's my favourite saying.
He did give away 100, though. He gave away a 50.
Okay,
he gave away a 50, then a 50 so again. It was quite funny.
He would have got a 20 then.
It was quite funny, actually.
Yeah, what happened? I couldn't imagine.
Oh, it was just a cent. He was just pissed off.
His razor wasn't
It was soft as butter. But
was it razor? Razor?
Yeah, it was Razor.
He wasn't having it.
Was not having it. He gave him the don't argue. He just gives talk to the hand he that gave him. So
does not sound like Razor Ray.
Gave him 100 metres, shot in the goal square. So
impose his little gimp body into the game.
You can say
that. Van Rooyen, 33.
You can say what you want here. It's a safe space.
Yeah, you're a little gimp, Razor Ray.
Say that again.
Razor, sorry about that, mate. You're actually probably a nice guy. Pig, pretty much it for me.
Pretty much. I just got one more I want to say. Seamus Mitchell, or Seamus.
Yeah,
he's been very good, and he looked great on the weekend again. He's on 41 points in the third quarter, and he got subbed off.
I'm so pissed off about that. I hate him on the field as well.
Oh, they're getting smacked, and they subbed him out, and he was really good. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I have no idea, because I was just so confused as why they would do that to my team.
Hopefully we can see him hold his spot in the team. I've got concerns about that, so I'm not sure what Sam Mitchell was doing there. But
yeah, I wasn't happy.
Frustrating. I mean, at least it was a 41, and you know,
yeah, that's like 15 okay. That's or something, but 10, 20 more than some of my other players that played a full game.
And he was on track for another 60, you know, 70.
That's four times Jaden Stevenson's score, so can we talk about that?
Yeah, so hopefully we'll see him play again this week.
Yeah, I don't know why. I thought he was injured as tactical, if that makes
sense. It was purely tactical. Yeah, I was sick about it.
So what was your tactic, to lose by more?
Yeah, I guess so.
Not happy.
Like Brockman sitting there with one touch and, yeah, doing nothing, but he's... Yeah, stayed on the park.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. Pretty demoralising for a young kid.
Yeah.
Pig, I've got to be honest, I was being filibustering for 5 minutes trying to get down to Dill Williams because I wanted to get to his score. So he scored an 80. He had an 85, I believe,
yep.
Which is fantastic. Averaging 60 minus 9 break even, so it's not too late, Pig.
Still plenty of money to make.
Yeah, he's projected to go up another 30K at the moment. And yeah, he scored 64, 51, 37, I believe he was a sub.
Yep.
The West Coast game at 85. I really think like he could plug a hole for me. Yeah, on the
he could
field.
Do a job. Yeah, you can put him on field and happily expect a 50 or a 60 at least.
Yeah. So what is he afford? I think so.
He's just forward status only. Yep.
Yeah. So
he'll obviously get defender status in a few weeks, but
that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So still not too late to get him. So
what's going on with Roberts from Sydney? Is he okay or
no? He did his knee MCL. Right. MCL, so six to 8 weeks. Yeah, if we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely move him on.
I had all my rookies had so much potential. Now I've got like Constable, Chesser, and Roberts on the line, and I need to move him on.
Well, Chesser's going to be back soon.
Okay, so I might hold Chesser, but Constable doesn't look like he's going to.
No, he looks out of favour, doesn't he? It's a bit of a theme with him. I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe he just doesn't train hard enough or what. He just can't hold a spot in a team.
It's basically what I said, yeah. Like, there's players from each team that just don't... Yeah, they don't...
Like, he's, smashing it in the VFL.
There has to be something that doesn't translate for him. So, yeah, once they get that earmark, it's really hard to shake that off, so...
Yep.
Okay, Pig, what an episode, Pig, honestly. I don't want to be biased,
We've covered plenty for the listeners.
I think it's absolutely undeniable that we're the best Supercoach podcast in all the show.
Well, let us know. We want the feedback. Let us know if we are.
we're almost the doctors of Supercoach. I don't know if that's...
Whoa.
Yeah, so...
We're getting there.
We got what you need. So, Pig, let's take another break and I'll just clear the throat because I've got a frog in my throat at the moment. And we'll just talk about our life as footy gods.
All right.
Footy guards. That's all I had.
Is that what you want to talk about?
Yeah, that's it. I just want to manifest our name until people be like...
Pig, I have been hearing the footy gods mentioned on the coverage the last few weeks. It gives me good vibes.
I know. Don't tell me that it's...
It's usually Dwayne Russell. Your mate Dwayne Russell mentions us. So who knows? He might be a listener. Shout out to Dwayne Russell if he's listening.
Shout out, Dwayne. Former
Port champion.
Former Port champion.
Port Magpies champion.
Yeah.
Made 20 games.
It was United the Black and
White.
Absolute
champion.
He definitely United the Black and White back in the day. Yeah, listen, Pete. Footy gods are flying. So the big one we really want to talk about is the punt.
I want a punt.
We want a punt. You know, I get to the last game of the round, I'm like, I can't punt another second. And then literally Monday, I'm just like scratching around like a bird for a bit of seed.
It is like that. But isn't it good though where punting feels like a job?
It does.
We're actually making money from it.
I just roll in, roll up, say, long day at the office.
Clock in, clock out.
Yeah. I was like, how was your day? And I was like, oh, I know. Hell of a day.
Hard day watching footy.
Yeah, it's a hell of a day.
It is, though. It does drain you. Definitely drains you because you're putting a lot of energy into it, Pig. We're both putting a lot of energy into it. So.
Yeah, it really has. And then, like, we're at a stage where we're doing so well that, you know, like, we're winning a regular and I'm just dead inside.
I know. We're just numb to it now.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, we won in the next seconds. I just see Sam pop up like, like start giving me odds for the next game. Like, all right, straight into the next game.
You got to,
it's been good.
You're
we've been good. Yeah, we're gonna say it, but it does feel like a job because we need to get that 3 to 4 wins to get our money back. And you know what? You lose your money, it's not the worst thing in the world. But we're on a streak here. We're 7 games in. We started with 200. We've got 280 still on the float, and we pulled out about $500+ as well. So the boys are flying in the group. One guy commented saying his Ladbrokes account by the end of the round was at $1,000.
$1,000+, yep. Started at about 100.
Well, send us 300 because we're desperate for that.
Yes.
I was really happy. That made me so happy because that's the thing. Like winning, because you come a bit dead to it. But when you see other guys win because of like a tip we gave, like that makes me feel pretty happy.
Yep. That's good, Pig. Enjoying it. Good community.
It was good. So punt's going good, Pig. Let's talk about the Cash League.
The weekly winners. Yeah.
So we had a few. I think we got a few repeat offenders.
There were a few, yes.
Yeah. So
actually annoying because I had a good week and bloody Corey overtook me.
Oh, that's great.
It's pissed me off, but anyway.
Where is he, the big sea dog? We have to get him back on next week.
Yeah, we will. We'll track him down.
So Hayden Hoare, he got the first place. I think he's won the first place.
Hayden's Heroes.
Yeah, Hayden's Heroes. So
he has featured before, yes.
Yeah, so he won the first prize. Well done, Hayden. James Coughlin, team name.
Newport FC, yep. He's also featured in the placings before, so he's collected a nice few weekly prizes from us.
And then Jonathan Silver to round out the top
three. Yes, coach of Too Old, Too Slow. So he's the first.
Geelong boy?
Yeah.
Old Geelong Grammar boy?
Geelong boy. So his first time he's featured in the weekly.
Well done.
You'd love to see that.
Yep. So well done, boys. We are chugging away. Let's see who's going to take this big cash prize at the end.
Yes, isn't it? It's getting tight. Let me have a look. So I reckon there's not much between the top few teams here, Pig. Let me see here.
Not about 400 points off the boil, so.
Oh. So we're not going to mention you then?
We can.
No, so the top six, so I'm sitting six at the moment, so top six is less than 100 points separating that.
Yeah, okay.
And then it drops down to you're about, oh, geez, let me just scroll down here.
Oh,
Pig.
Oh God. Wow.
So you're about 400 points off the boil. All right. Yeah. Still time.
Can I tell you one thing? I do my best work in the buy rounds.
Okay, good.
You know why? Because I have absolutely no strategy, and I feel like people just
overthink it.
And I just roll with it, and I end up 2 out of 3 weeks, I have a pretty good score, so and that catches me straight back up. So
Mickey's still clubhouse leader, Pig. So even after a disappointing week last week, he's still sitting at the top of the leaderboard. So shout out to Mickey. He's had a great year this year.
Shout out to Eagle Mike. He's a rookie coach. He's made some rookie mistakes.
It's his second year this year, isn't it, I reckon?
Yeah, second year.
Yep. So he's doing well. See if he can maintain it.
All right, Pig.
Pig.
What an episode.
Well done, mate. Well done. MVP again.
Me? Okay, thank you.
Carried me through.
It was good. I like the energy. You're definitely a lot easier to work with when your team's flying, mate. So.
Oh, well, let's hope it continues then.
So you're a real pig at full forward.
Oh, there's a pig on the ground. There is a pig at full forward.
Yep.
Just have to get the quota out then. Sorry about that, Pig. All right, it's been real. It's been good. But again, it just hasn't been real.
Good luck this week.